我们把下面的时间交给他。
Let us give the floor to our speaker and the translator. This morning we are going to discuss one topic.
关于所谓整全的福音。
The holistic gospel.
所以整全的福音相对而言就是有时候我们传的是一个片面的不完整的福音。
In contrast, sometimes we actually are preaching a partial gospel.
我们看两处圣经，第一处在马太福音28章。
Let's read two scripture. First of all, Matthew chapter 28.
就所谓的大使命。
The Great Commission.
对，马太福音的28章18节到20节。
Gospel according to Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 to 20.
翻到的话，我们同声开口来念。那读英文圣经，你也可以读英文圣经。
Let's read together in Chinese as well as in English.
请，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。”奉父子圣灵的名使他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都要教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。好，第二段在使徒行传第二章。
The second passage comes from Acts chapter 2 verse 41 to 47,
41到47节。
Chapter 2 verse 41 to 47。
那这段呢，我来念。使徒行传第二章41到47节。于是领受他话的人就受了洗，那一天门徒约添了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接拨饼祈祷，众人都惧怕。使徒又行了许多奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物供用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切地在店里且在家中拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。在这两段圣经的里面
In these two passages,
提醒我们一些应该知道可能被我们忽略的事情。
They remind us something important.
马太福音的大使命呢
？The Great Commission in Gospel according to Matthew。
我们可能不陌生。
It's very familiar。
但是，我们可能忘记了几件事情。
However, sometimes we may forget something。
我相信在飞盛读书的话，早晚老师会告诉你的。
And at BSOP, teachers will remind you。
就是整个大使命最重要的不是去。
The Great Commission, the biggest, the most important thing is not just go.
最重要是领人做门徒。
The most important is to make disciples.
那是整句唯一的动词。
That is the only proper verb in the whole sentence.
其他三个是英文叫 participle, 是一个动词的分词。
All the others are participles.
三个分词包括去。
The participle include go.
第二个施洗。
Baptize,
第三个教训
and teach.
所以那是在带领人做门徒之下的三个分词。
Those three participles are supported under the make disciples.
所以无论你在本地传福音建立教会
regardless whether you are planting church locally,
或者到外面做宣教
or you are missionary somewhere else,
只要你没有带人做门徒
and youUnless you are making disciples,
你没有做宣教。
You are not doing the mission.
你在中国动车上带五个人信主。
If you are bringing five people to Christ,
下车
on the train.
下车就拜拜。
And after it, the trip, you say bye.
你没有传福音，你没有宣教。
You have not reached the goal of mission.
你白搭了你。
And it's a waste.
你去云南短宣
or you have gone to 云南
带了一票的人
it's a shorter mission.
一个礼拜
people to Christ.
一个礼拜之内走遍好多村子。
Within one week, you have visited many villages.
传完福音了。
You have preached the gospel.
走人了。
And after that, you depart.
可是当地没有牧师，没有传道人。
But locally, there is no pastor, there is no preacher.
也没有其他的人做跟进的工作。
There's no follow-up.
你白去了。
It's a waste.
所以我是学宣教的。
And my specialty is in mission.
但是我不太鼓励人去短宣的。
But I don't encourage people to go on short term.
除非你要好好规划一下。
Unless you plan properly.
因为否则你没有遵循大使命。
Otherwise, you are not following the Great Commission.
在我们中国教会呢？
In Chinese church,
宣教最重要的是去。
The most important thing in mission is often emphasized as go.
去了再说。
After you go, we will talk about other things later.
因为我们中国教会一向是摸着石头过河。
And the Chinese church tend to just go along and see.
我们摸着石头过河，我们摸着石头过印度洋。
And we may even just go and see across the ocean.
我们上了巴基斯坦，上了阿富汗。
Sometimes people are sent to Pakistan.
我们甚至到了埃及了。
Or send people to Egypt.
就这样摸过去了。
And we just go and see.
然后到了以后呢？
After we go.
看上帝怎么带了。
We will see what God does.
看得好像很有信心。
It seems that there is a lot of faith.
其实我们从来没有做任何规划的。
But there is a lack of planning.
这不是大使命。
This is not great commission.
所以今天大使命当中有两大缺失，就是该有而没有的。
And so there are two things lacking in the great commission in today's practice.
第一个缺少的是什么？
First of all,
我们布道却没有做门徒的培育。
There's a lack of discipleship training.
换句话说，我们花很多的钱、很多的时间、很多力量做第一线的布道。
What it means is that we do a lot of frontline evangelism.
我们花很少的精力、时间、力量在门徒造就。
But we spend very little time and energy on discipleship making.
另外一个福音的缺失是什么？
And the second thing.
就是我们布道，但是我们跟社会没关系。
Our evangelism is disconnected with society.
就说我们传福音的带人信主了。
We have brought someone to Christ.
我们也建立教会了。
We have planted a church.
可这个社区还是那个样。
But the society, the community stays the same.
那社区什么样？
What's like?
那死样子吗？
It's still still look the same.
如果我很多人信主了。
If many people have come to Christ.
我也建立教会了。
There's a church.
如果他们是真信徒。
If these are real believers.
我不能说对这个社会一点影响都没有。
How is it there's no influence to the community?
如果我们不是失了味的盐，失去味道的盐。
Okay, unless we, if we are not tasteless salt.
我们应该会对社会有点作用吧。
There should be some effect.
所以社会腐败。
So the corruption in the society.
基督徒难辞其咎。
And Christians cannot be irresponsible.
我们说哦，我没责任，官员腐败。
We cannot just blame others. Other people are corrupted.
那你干啥的？
So what are we doing about?
你这个盐干嘛了？
What is the salt doing?
要不然是没味了。
The salt has lost its taste.
要不然这盐巴就放在盐罐子里了。
Oh, the salt is kept in the salt shaker.
我们关起门来就叫你哈利路亚赞美主。
We close the door and sing hallelujah.
可是我们对社会没有影响。
But there's no impact to the society.
这两个是我们需要思考的。
These are two things we need to reflect.
好，我们谈第一个，就是关于布道跟门徒造就。
So let's look at the first things, this discipleship making.
布道是门徒造就的起点，不是终点。
Discipleship, evangelism is a beginning point of a discipleship making, but it's not a terminal point.
所以如果说布道完了，觉知了，结束了。
If we do evangelism, the person become a Christian, and that's the end.
那你就搞错了。
And we must have got something wrong.
你必须从这个起点还要再往前走。
This beginning point has to continue.
所以你要知道，传福音带人信主只是所有的第一个起点。
So preaching the gospel, that's only the beginning part.
要安排好后面要做什么。
We need to plan what's the follow up.
谁要做后面的事情
？Who is going to do that?
所以我认为你要派短宣队出去一个地方。
So if we are going to send a shorter mission team out,
我要先问，你们要先问自己几个问题。
We have to ask a few questions.
那边有长期的宣教士吗？
Are there long-term missionaries out there?
那边有健康的教会吗
？Is there a church there?
如果有
，If that's the case,
我派个短宣队去帮忙做福音的工作。
If I send a shorter mission team to assist the gospel preaching,
如果没有。
If not,
至少那个地方你不要去。
Maybe that's not the right place to go.
很多教会短宣队喜欢走遍中国五湖四海。
Some churches like to send people all over the place.
今天去内蒙。
Today we go to Mongolia.
下次去香格里拉。
And next time we go to Shangri-La.
啊，再去东北。
And maybe go to Manchuria.
你干嘛呀？观光啊？
Is this tourism?
这不叫短宣。
This is not short term mission.
而且花了很多钱。
And it's very expensive.
然后把支持宣教士的钱减掉了。
And then we cut back on the money that support long term mission.
本来要奉献给非圣了，收回了。
And the money which is supposed to go to BSOP has been cut.
因小失大啊。
And then we take care of the small thing and we lose the big.
所以你要去一个地方做短宣布道。
So if we are going to send someone to,
你得考虑后面谁在做。
Let's plan ahead.
没有后面的人，你就别去那个地方。
If there's no follow up, forget about it.
那短宣不能做门徒造就的。
Short mission is not going to accomplish discipleship.
短宣就只能做第一步的布道工作。
Short mission can only do frontline evangelism.
既然整全的福音是包括门徒造就。
If a holistic mission include discipleship making.
我们叫配搭。
We need to work together.
不然你就是只做了前面，后面没人做，那就白搭了。
If we only do the front side and forget the back, we are wasting.
第二个问题是
，Second，
这个教会里面的信徒的问题。
That's a question concerning believers in a church.
你是重视数量的增加呢，还是数值的提升呢
？Are we talking about quantity or quality?
如果你重视量，没重视值的话呢
？If we only emphasize on quantity,
就好像有人专长肥肉，不长瘦肉的。
It's like someone only has fat and there's no muscle.
健康啊，就是不是说。都不要长肉，你知道吗？瘦的跟那个这个竹竿一样的。
And a healthy person will have some fat, but also muscle.
我们以前啊，老人家都喜欢养孩子，要养得肥肥胖胖的。
In the older generation, we like our kids to be fat.
我哥哥是医生哈。
My brother is a doctor.
他说，据说医学研究是这样。
According to medical study,
小孩子太胖哈。
If the kids are too fat,
他每个细胞都肥的。
Every cell is fat.
他长大瘦不下去的。
And when the kids grow up, it's going to be difficult for him to become
thin. 所以要健康的 baby, 不是要肥肥胖胖的 baby.
We want healthy babies, not fat babies.
我们教会里面常常就是太肥了。
And sometimes,believers in the church are too fat.
但是没有真的肉。
No muscle.
我们的数值很低。
The quality is very low.
数量很多。
The quantity may be big.
这句话也许你听过。
Maybe you have heard this.
有人说啊，教会，特别在某些地方的教会，像一条大河。
And some people talk about the church, at least in some places, is like a huge river.
好几里宽。
It's wide and long.
十公分深。
And it's very thin. It's very shallow.
我发现中国教会大概就是这样子。
Sometimes that's true for among the Chinese churches.
很多人很高兴，中国教会终于有几千万人了。
Sometimes we celebrate there are so many believers in Chinese churches.
几十年后，中国会有一亿个基督徒。
And we boast there will be billions of Christians.
会变成全世界最多基督徒的国家。
We will have the most Christians in the world.
二十一世纪是我们中国人的。
And 21st century belong to the Chinese.
都是看数量。
Are we looking at the quantity?
数值来说，
How about the quality?
哎呦，很难讲哎。
It's difficult to say.
如果带来一个像文革那种的压迫的话。
If there's another cultural revolution.
我不知道这中国几千万的基督徒还剩几个。
I don't know how many millions of Christians will survive.
所以数值的问题才是关键。
Quality is the key point.
而数值就是门徒造就的问题。
Quality has to do with discipleship making.
所以他从信主之后很多事情要教导。
After a person believes, there are many things to do.
我常开玩笑的说啊。
Sometimes I joke.
牧师啊不是人干的。
Pastors, this is not for humans.
一方面人做不来。
Pastors cannot do it in the human sense.
没有神的帮助，你做不来的。
Without God's grace, forget it.
所以没有神的呼召，你最好少来。
So if God has not called you, don't come.
我相信你们当中有些误打误撞来了非圣哈。
Some people may have come by mistake.
不知道来得及来不及打退堂鼓。
Maybe there's still time to rethink.
去年过世的林道亮，华神的老院长。
Last year, 林道亮 passed away.
他做了一件事。
He did one thing.
在华神是空前绝后的。
That's something that has never happened in 华神。
我知道非圣敢不敢做这种事哈。
I don't know whether this will ever happen at BSOP.
林院长做什么呢？
What did 林亮 adults did?
他要求华神的学生他们都住在宿舍里。
Everyone live in the dormitory.
每天早上喝豆浆。
Every morning they would drink soybean milk.
Okay. 华神隔一条河对面就是永和豆浆发源地。
And across from 华神 is the soy milk shop.
在中国人人都知道永和豆浆哎。
Maybe many people from China have heard about 永和 soybean.
但是他们的豆浆不是永和豆浆。
But that soybean is not 永和 soybean.
是华神豆浆。
But 华神 soy milk.
他们从黄豆一直磨到豆浆。
They start from the soybean, they make the milk themselves.
但是不是厨房做的。
But not from kitchen.
神学生做的。
It's by the students.
那神学生就抱怨。
And some students complain.
为什么我们来读神学要磨豆浆呢？
How come? I'm come here to study. Why am I making soy milk?
我们不是应该以祈祷传道为事吗？
Shouldn't we emphasize prayer and study?
林院长说你还没有毕业。
And the president told them, you are not graduated yet.
你毕业了去做传道，就祈祷传道为事。
After you graduate, you will pray and you will preach.
你现在做学生。
You are a student.
要知道人间疾苦。
You need to know the life in the world.
那干嘛要喝豆浆呢？
But why soy milk?
我不喝豆浆，我们吃稀饭。
If I don't want soy milk, I want just want congee.
No, 一定要喝豆浆。
But soy milk.
而且一定要磨豆浆。
And you have to make it yourself.
所以每个学生都要轮流磨豆浆。
So every student take turn making soy milk.
你们大概都没做过豆浆啊。
Maybe some of you have never made soy milk.
尤其现在有现代科技，什么搅拌机都很容易做的。
Nowadays it's really easy.
以前是真的拿石磨去磨豆浆的。
In the old day, you have to do it by a grinder.
还要把生的那个豆汁去煮成豆浆哎。
And you have to cook it yourself.
还有副产品，还有豆腐、豆干呢。
And you need to make other things, the side products.
那学生说。累死人了，干嘛要做豆浆？
The students complain like crazy.
林院长说。
And the president Lin said.
因为我知道你们华神学生有人没有蒙召就跑到华神来读书的。
Because I know some of you are not really called.
叫你们下去不要做牧师，你又不肯。
But if I persuade you not to become a pastor, you will say no.
你说来华神，我只读了希腊文、希伯来文。
You say I come here only study Greek and Hebrew.
我不做牧师，我做什么？
If I'm not becoming a pastor,
华神没有教我别的东西。
I'm not learning anything else.
他说，我林道亮教你做豆浆。
So, 林道亮 is going to teach you how to make soy milk.
如果你没有蒙召，
If you are not called,
不要做牧师。
Don't become a pastor.
去开豆浆店。
Maybe you can make soy milk as a business.
I'm not a prophet. I'm working in a non-profit organization. Again, I give you a prophecy. 有一天会打倒永和豆浆店的 ，maybe 就是华神连锁豆浆店。
Maybe this is a prophecy. If you go out and do some new business, you will be the 永和。
我不知道在飞升要做什么，但也不会磨豆浆。
I don't know about BSOP, soy milk.
你要教他们一点另外一个谋生技能。
Perhaps we need to teach students a second skill.
将来回国如果不能当传道牧师的话怎么办？
If a student go back to China and cannot be a pastor, what to do?
做一个什么特别的菲律宾的食物，开个店。韩国果干哦。
Maybe we can make dry mangoes.
你去找那个这个你们的教务长。
And you can talk to Dr. Chuin Tan about this.
他们家族有一个全菲律宾最大的芒果干的工厂。
They have a company and a special recipe.
很好吃的哦。
Very delicious.
我去过他的家乡。
I have gone visiting.
所以门徒造就是很重要的。
Discipleship making is important.
因此教会的健康比教会增长数量增长还重要。
The health, the quality of the church is even more important than the
quantity. 人数增加而素质没有提升。
If the quantity increase without the quality.
对于牧者是个灾难。
That's a disaster for the pastor.
我常说，牧师不是人干的原因之一。
And I sometimes say, pastors are not for humans.
牧师都是后娘啊，收别人生的孩子的。
Pastors are often the stepmother, taking care of someone else's kids.
这个人说信主，又不是你生出来的。
And this guy said, I'm a believer. This is not you, born from you.
你问他很多问题，就发现他怎么是基督徒呢？
After you ask a few questions, you wonder,
谁给他洗的、
who preached to this guy?
谁把他洗的然后说是基督徒还领圣餐呢
Who baptized this guy and he even come for the Lord's Supper?
你信的他都不信。
Whatever you believe, the guy doesn't believe.
可他说他是基督徒。
And this guy claimed himself to be a Christian.
这种孩子怎么养啊？
How can you take care of this kind of child?
牧师常常是像后娘，哎呀，真的不是人干的。
So pastor is like a stepmother. It's not for human.
教会人可以很多。
And there may be many, many people.
教会不一定健康。
But it's not healthy.
健康教会你需要门徒造就。
Healthy church requires discipleship making.
我为了避免发生这种事情。
So to prevent this kind of thing happening.
那我怎么做呢
？So what do I do?
在美国东北岸的 Boston 去打听你就知道。
In Boston, if you ask around, you will learn.
我是恶名昭彰的。
I am known for being very vicious.
他们称庄牧师是天堂把门的。
They talk about Reverend Zhuang take care of the gate of heaven.
人家要上天堂，我都挡在门口不让人家进天堂。
People want to go to heaven, he blocked the door.
我哪那么厉害啊？
I don't think I'm that vicious.
但是谁要受洗呢？我要上两个班。
So whoever want to be baptized have to go through two cycles of training.
第一个班叫做基要信仰 ，basic doctrine.
The first one is the basic doctrine.
我要问怎么教什么三位一体啊，圣经无误啊，圣灵啊等等。
I have to make sure the person understand the basic Christian theology.
第二班才叫做受洗班。
A second is a baptismal class.
受洗班是讲基督徒生活。
A second talk about Christian life.
因为你从水里一捞上来就是基督徒了。
And after person come out from the water, this is a believer.
你不是下了水的饺子哈，你是基督徒哎。
And this we're not talking about dumpling, we're talking about Christian.
所以你是基督徒，然后你要领圣餐。
So the believer, the Christian will come to the Lord's table.
你要先知道圣餐的意义，才给你施洗嘛。
We have to know what does it mean before we can baptize
this person. 然后基督徒要奉献，对不对
？And this person want to offer himself.
你要知道奉献的意义啊。
What does offering mean?
我奉献有钱呐、有时间呐、有全人的奉献呐、
Talk about time, money, the whole person.
我们教会讲奉献，从来不讲十分之一的。
When we talk about offering our church, we are not talking about tithing.
没那么便宜。
That's too cheap.
全部。
We're talking about everything.
那有信徒就问，那我一领薪水，要不要薪水带交给牧师啊
？So some believers say, maybe I should just pass my whole salary to the pastor.
没有，你是神的管家嘛
？But no, you are the steward.
不是你要交给我，也不是交给教会啊。
You are not giving it to me or to the church.
每一分钱是上帝的。
Every cent you own belongs to God.
好好想想怎么花。
Think about how you're going to spend it.
我在教会也教过。
At church I've taught.
有兴趣的话，我会告诉你一个网站去听一听，我教基督徒怎么管理钱财的。
There's a website you can go and listen to how I teach about financial planning.
三大原则。
Three principles.
这是从 John Wesley 来的。
This comes from John Wesley.
第一，赚越多越好。
First, earn as much money as you can.
温州信徒一定最高兴了。
温州 believers are going to rejoice.
但是不能乱赚哈，赚越多越好。
But of course, you have to earn it honestly.
第二。
Second.
花越少越好。
Spend as little as possible.
那我可以教你。
Now I can teach you.
我被称为丐帮帮主。
I'm the king of the beggars.
花很少的。
I spend little money.
赚那么多花那么少，那剩下钱怎么办？
Spend so much and spend so little. So what do we do with the?
第三，捐越多越好。
And third, offer as much as possible.
可以啊，你要花钱少一点呢、啊。
As long as you spend a little.
那奉献啊。
Then you offer.
那如果全部都奉献。
If we offer everything.
同意我们就下水。
If we agree, you can be baptized.
不同意的话要走不留。
And if you do not agree, you may leave anytime.
我在三一神学院的时候。
When I was at Trinity.
我曾经有一个想法。
I had one idea.
如果我将来做牧师，
If I'm to be a pastor,
我要给人施洗的时候，
I'm going to baptize someone,
我会问他这个问题。
I'm going to ask question.
都卖了没有？卖了没有？那个年轻人，你要卖所有的一切，变卖所有。
Have you sold everything you have?
当那个人在水里的时候，
When the person is in the water.
哦。By the way, 顺便问一下，卖了没有？
Let me ask you a question. Have you sold everything?
没有卖，我就不让你上来了。
If you have not sold anything, everything, you are not coming up.
现在真的做牧师了，我没有那么坏心哈。
Now I'm a pastor. I'm not that vicious.
我没有在水里面问你。
I don't ask you when you are in the water.
我还没下水以前就先问。
I ask you before you go into the water.
卖了没有？
Have you sold everything?
没卖，就别下水了。
If you haven't, don't go into the water.
这是受洗班。
This is a baptismal class.
每一个班呢，大概14堂课。
Every class is about one cycle. There are 14 lessons.
缺课三次，重修。
If you miss three lessons, come again.
菲律宾马尼拉的气候啊，很单纯啊。
The Manila weather here is very simple.
这边只有热、很热跟非常热三种。
Only, hot, very hot, extremely hot.
我们那边是春夏秋冬哦。
Over there, we have four seasons.
冬天下雪也是雪够大的。
And when it's snow in winter, it's snow.
这礼拜没来。
And this week,
下礼拜我一问，怎么没有来？
Next week, I ask, why did you miss?
雪好大哦。
There's a lot of snow.
怎么我们下雪，我们的雪没那么大，就你家雪比较大？
How come it's snow at my place also? How come it's bigger at your place?
请假不算，缺课一次的。
This is missing one class.
又一个礼拜没来。
Another week you miss.
哎呀，刚要出门跟老婆吵架。
When I was coming out, I argued with my wife.
哎呀，心情不好。
I was really in a low mood.
缺课一次。
Another absence.
如果你常常这样吵架，先把婚姻搞好再来受洗。
If you argue all the time, maybe you need to take care of your family first.
所以他们说我在为天堂把门嘛。
So people critique me, I'm guiding the gates.
我原来服侍的教会长老都反对哦。
When I was doing it, even the elders in the church were objecting.
他怕教会就没有人受洗了。
They were afraid people will not come to be baptized.
但我说，素质要提升。
But I said the quality has to go up.
过去我去那个教会之前
Before I went to that church
26年
26 years
我请我的秘书帮我统计
I asked my secretary to survey
有600个人在这个教会受过洗
There were 600 people who were baptized in this church.
150个还留在教会。
150 still remain in this church.
200个搬走了。
200 move away.
搬走到哪我都知道。
After where they move, I know.
还有150个不知所踪，人间蒸发了。
The other 150, they disappear.
即使说他可能信主或搬家，他都不告而别。
Even if this person is a believer, he has moved away, he doesn't even say goodbye.
我列为信仰有问题的。
I classify them as questionable.
有100个。
Among the 100.
最后剩100了。那100个人呢，已经叛教了。
Then there are the 100 who have departed.
他受过洗了。
They are baptized.
现在佛教里面很活跃。
They are now very active in the Buddhism.
去法轮功了。
They have gone to 法轮功。
那这受洗就等于白洗了嘛。
What a waste for the baptism.
所以我跟长执会说。
So I told the elders.
我们的品质管制不太好。
Our quality control is questionable.
他不是觉得他是受洗的。
These people are not just believers, they have been baptized.
超过 15% 叛教了。
More than 15% have left the Christianity.
我们要防止这个情况再发生。
We need to stop this situation.
那我就严格执行了。
So I put in a very strict order.
我在那个教会七年。
I have been there at church for 7 years.
中文堂我开始的时候350。
The Chinese congregation when I started about 350 people.
七年之后650。
After 7 years, 650 people.
没有少啊。
They are not less people.
只要进来受了洗的，没一个跑掉的。
When they come in, they are baptized, they never go away.
有些人搬走。
Of course, some move.
但是都稳定的。
But they are still in the church.
你把来的人稳住的话，他就自然增长了嘛。
If we can stabilize those who come, the church is going to grow.
你拼命给人洗，洗完了又不养，那就后门跑掉了嘛。
If those they come, you baptize them, but you never teach them, they are going to be living in the back door.
现在是讲环保哦。
Now we talk about the green.
要省点水了。
We are going to save the water, preserve
the water. 他不是真的信，不要给他洗了，浪费水。
If a person is not a believer, let's say, preserve the water.
再来一个。
And now.
神的救恩计划是拯救人。
God's salvation plan is to save humans.
神没有要拯救社会哦。
God is not talk about saving the society.
社会也没有办法像人一样回应神的救恩的。
The society is not going to respond to God like human beings.
所以我们是要基督徒帮助社会更新。
So we need to help in social renewal.
但你别期望神会直接救社会。
But do not expect God to save the society directly.
相反是我们这些基督徒。
In contrast, believers.
我们被神圣灵更新过了。
We have been renewed by the Holy Spirit.
我们就可能更新这个社会。
We can renew the society.
这就是我们是社会更新的催化剂。
We are the catalyst for the social renewal.
你知道吗？我读神学院以前是读化工的。
Before I go to a seminary, I used to study chemical engineering.
我有一个化工博士学位。
I was a doctor, a PhD in chemical engineering.
在化工，我的博士论文是什么
？What was my PhD dissertation for my chemical engineering?
我的论文，我的专长就是做催化剂。
My specialty has to do with catalyst.
所以我的梦想，将来把我两个博士论文加在一起。
So my dream is in future join the two PhD.
然后将来写一本书。
And in future I'm going to write a book.
书名想好了。
The book title is already there.
日文版的版权也卖给一个同学了。
And
Echo.
And even the copyright has been sold.
题目叫做 Catalytic Evangelism 催化布道法
Catalytic Evangelism
有催化剂又有布道、哦、
It has both my specialties
所以我们是社会更新的触媒或催化剂
We are the catalyst to the social renewal.
当我们在社会中扮演光和盐的角色的时候
When we behave as light and salt in the society,
我们会改变这个社会
We are going to change the society.
中国社会的乱，我想我们不必说，大家都知道。
The chaos in the Chinese society is well known.
哎呀，全世界有哪个社会不乱的？
Every society has chaos.
如果你觉得中国好乱哦。
If we think it's chaotic in China.
马尼拉比较好吗？
Is it better in Manila?
可能神学院还不错哦。
Maybe it's not bad in a seminary.
你到街上走走看。
If you go out into the market,
菲律宾也有菲律宾的乱。
There are the Filipino chaos.
在我看，台湾也是更乱的。
There's chaos in Taiwan.
学生可以占据国会好久哦。
Students could occupy the parliament.
好像一个无政府国家一样。
It's anarchic.
不过我第一次来马尼拉的时候。
But first time when I visited Manila.
大概超过十年前了。
Over 10 years ago.
我印象非常深刻。
I have an impression.
菲律宾是个乱中有序的国家。
There's order among the chaos in Philippines.
那天我坐车从菲盛要去机场。
That day, I was taking a car going from BSOP to the airport.
然后看到当对面红绿灯那边红灯的时候。
And I saw a red light.
那边的车子都过不来了。
All the cars stop.
我们这边是两个车道的。
And here there are two lanes.
所有的车子自动分散，四线道全部一起过去。
And all the cars split into four lanes and move ahead.
一看到对方变绿灯了。
And on the other side it become green.
这四线道自动就缩小成两线道。
The four lanes become two.
我的车子前面是一部马车。
And there was a carriage before my car.
马车、自行车、摩托车、汽车、卡车都在一条路上走。
Every kind of vehicle you can think of are in the same street.
然后吉普，你知道吉普车改的吉普那种公共汽车，随时在内线道就停车，有人要下车。
And the jeepney start anywhere among in the lanes.
然后后面的车赶快停下来。
And the car behind the jeepney stops.
没有人按喇叭。
Nobody is going to honk.
跟温州不一样。
This is very different from 温州。
温州有人没人都叭叭叭叭，像奏乐一样。
And in 温州 regardless of whether there is someone is a stoppage, so everybody honk.
如果我开车在马尼拉，我就不知道怎么开啊。
I don't know how to drive in Manila.
可是菲律宾是全世界最快乐的国家之一。
Some people say Philippines is the happiest country in the world.
我问他们，他们告诉我。
I ask someone, they tell me.
正如鱼在水里游是没有车道的。
It's just like a fish in the water. There's no lane.
Be patient, 要有耐心，这大家都很快乐。
You have to be patient and be happy.
至少比温州人快乐。
At least happier than the 温州 people.
所以。哎呀，社会很乱。
It's chaotic in the society.
但是如果基督徒在那里，
But if believers are there,
至少让他的腐败不会那么严重。
Perhaps we can stop some of the corruption.
会有个更新吧。
There's a renewal.
但我这次带了一本新书，已经放在图书馆了。
I brought a new book that I have placed in the library.
叫做《迥别》，迥然有别。迥别make a difference.
It's called make a difference.
就是一个基督徒怎么样在社会里面造成改变。
How are Christians going to make a difference?
那我特别我自己在写那个 Wilberforce 这一位英国国会议员 Wilberforce.
And when I talk about Wilberforce,
他在国会里面主要废除奴隶制度的。
He abolished the slavery in the in the British Parliament.
然后当时同一时代当然有 John Wesley 这个布道家。
And he was about the same time as John Wesley.
他们改变整个社会。
They changed the society.
我买过一本书，已经绝版的，很老的书，150年的书。
I bought a book which was published 150 years ago.
书名很有意思。
The title of the book is interesting.
Before the Wesley and after the Wesley, 就是在卫斯理没有出来布道以前的英国，跟卫斯理出来以后100年后的英国。
You talk about England before and after Wesley.
用所有的数据调查让你看见。
It used statistics to show.
因为一些基督徒。
Because of Christians.
英国社会怎么改变？
England has changed.
所以英国崛起的背后的原因是因为福音。
So Great Britain has risen up because of Christianity.
所以社会的更新是福音的延伸，也是福音的见证。
So social renewal is the extension and the witness of the evangelist, of the gospel.
你看《使徒行传》刚开始那些信徒也是这样。
If we look at the believers in the early church in Acts.
所以他们在一起读经、祷告、遵守主使徒的教训。
They came together, they prayed, they read the scripture, they followed the apostles' teaching.
其实在80年代中国教会开始爆炸性成长的时候
Actually back in the 80s when the Chinese church exploded
也是因为这样
It has to do with the same reason
因为经过很多次的政治运动以后
After many political movements
剩下很少的基督徒
There are very few Christians left
他们真正活出基督
And they live out Christ
稍微开放
When there is an opening
那因为文革
Because of cultural revolution,
很多人对社会主义的幻想破灭
many people are totally disappointed with socialism.
他们要找一个另外一个生命的归宿
they need to find another home for their life.
从这些基督徒身上他看见了一个东西
They have seen, observed something from the life of the Christians.
所以一个村一个村的人就信了基督教
So villages after village, they have turned to Christianity.
当然也包括一部分的神迹奇事
And of course, there are miracles.
但不是完全因为神迹奇事
But not just because of miracles.
因为这些基督徒活得不一样
Because believers were different.
今天传福音在中国比较难了
Today, to preach the gospel in China is more difficult.
因为有生命见证的基督徒越来越少了
Because believers with life testimony have decreased.
失去那个吸引力
They have lost their attraction.
我们对社会的影响力也越来越少。
The influence to the society has decreased.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
因此结论是什么？
So what is the conclusion?
整全的一个宣教。
A holistic mission.
应该有布道，但要加上门徒的培训。
Evangelism has to be followed by discipleship making.
我们要从个人的得救。扩展到整个社会的更新。
And we have to go from personal salvation to social renewal.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，让我们能够在非圣这样一个地方接受装备，接受造就。求主让我们都能够成为一个教会更新、社会更新的催化剂。能够改变我们周遭的环境。我们知道罪恶垄断了、控制了这个社会、这个世界，以至于这个世界越来越去败坏。但求主帮助我们能够真的是成为光和盐，扮演我们光和盐应该有的角色，带给所有的社会真的从你而来的这种的更新。求主让我们所传的福音是个整全的福音。求主真的是恩待我们。Our Lord,In heaven, we pray that you help us to have a holistic mission and gospel in our mind. Not only evangelism, but also discipleship. Not only a personal, individual salvation, but also a social reform, social transformation through us, because we are the catalyst of the social transformation. So we pray that God will help us and teach us and strengthen us. Empower us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.